Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. The NTSB says there's no indication of engine failure before the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. Its investigative report says the helicopter's instrument panel was destroyed in the crash and most of the devices were displaced. The flight controls were broken and suffered fire damage. Aviation analyst Justin Green tells CNN without a cockpit voice recorder, it could be tough to determine the exact cause of the crash.
You have to rule out essentially all other potential causes. So the first thing you look at, was the aircraft powered? The answer to that seems to be in the preliminary report that it was. Second, are there, you know, issues relating to the main rotor system or the tail rotor system? From the preliminary, it looks like they don't see those issues.
The NTSB is also investigating if thick fog was a factor. A witness told investigators the helicopter was flying forward and downward through the fog before it crashed right into the hillside in Calabasas. The witness says he saw the helicopter for 1 to 2 seconds before it hit the hill.
Seven cases of hepatitis A have been reported in the city of Long Beach, and health officials have determined the source of the illness. They're offering advice to people who could be infected.
All of the cases had a common factor. The people ate at the 555 East American Steakhouse in Long Beach on December 24th. Emily Holman with Long Beach Health Department says the symptoms of Hep A are quite specific.
Nausea, abdominal pain, clay-colored stool, dark urine. Some people will experience jaundice, which is yellowing of the skin or eyes. So if people have been exposed and ate there on December 24th, it's important to go see your doctor immediately and let them know you may have been exposed to hepatitis A.
If you do wind up with the illness, Holman says your doctor can provide treatment to minimize the symptoms and set a protocol up to minimize the risk family members face for getting the disease. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The California DMV is falling behind in issuing real IDs, which the federal government will require travelers to have beginning in October. Some people blame the DMV, while others say Californians themselves are to blame for putting it off.
Fear of long lines may be making some of us put it off, but Anita Gore, deputy director of the DMV, tells KNX in depth, wait times right now are relatively low, so don't wait.
We're also working on a way to incentivize people to come into the office now by offering a service where you can actually fill out your online application, upload your documents, have them confirm that they're the right documents. So when you walk in the door, there's really not much we need to do.
Republican state lawmaker Jim Patterson, a critic of the DMV, tells KNX the fault lies with the agency.
Other DMVs across the United States do things an awful lot different than California does. It just seems like California cannot get its act together with respect to technology. Almost every technology in the state is a dinosaur.
But both sides warn the lines will be getting longer closer to the deadline. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Despite a personal request from the Orange County DA, a Newport Beach judge wasn't comfortable dismissing a sex crimes case filed against a well-known doctor and his girlfriend.
They did not leave this courthouse with their names cleared, at least not yet. Dr. Grant Robichaux and his girlfriend Sarissa Riley listened in court as Orange County District Attorney Todd Spitzer said that his prosecutors could not prove charges filed by Spitzer's predecessor that the couple had met women at social events, drugged, and then raped them.
Not having the DA's request granted, and I'm confident that will occur. I think the judge is being very thorough. They are not rapists. They are not monsters.
Dr. Robichaux's attorney outside court, the judge, told prosecutors he needs time to learn more about the evidence, requested briefings about the evidence, and says he wants everybody back in court April 3rd for a final decision on whether or not the case moves forward. In Newport Beach, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A candle is to blame for starting a big fire inside an apartment that led to the rescue of a mom and and her 3-year-old son in Panorama City. Firefighters showed up early this morning to the complex on Willis Avenue. LA City Fire's Nicholas Prang tells KNX firefighters climbed their ladder to rescue the child who was being held out of a window by his mom.
Crews battling the fire inside actually located the mother and were able to assist her down an interior staircase. Both were rescued and transported to the hospital in fair condition.
The fire was put out in less than 25 minutes. Prang says candles should never be used in apartments to either provide light or heat up a room.
Why did a tsunami warning go off early this morning in Huntington Beach? They're trying to figure that out. Jolted people awake.
The residents are used to hearing the sirens go off around noon on the first Friday of the month when authorities test them. They're not used to hearing them go off that early.
It's so quiet at 4 in the morning. It was really loud and it was frightening.
Judy Mantier says the noise woke her husband up too, although their kids slept through it.
But it sure got our adrenaline going this morning.
Authorities say it was a glitch in the system. Huntington Beach Police Officer Angela Bennett.
It appears to have been a malfunction of the system that controls our sirens at our fire station.
She says they recently upgraded their software programs and there was obviously some type of error, but she says the warnings are important.
We feel terrible about the fact that so many people were woken up at 4 a.m., but the truth is, if this would have been an actual emergency, that message would have gone out via Alert OC.
She noted they're also working on a new wireless alert system to be rolled out later in the year. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.